local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a Friday. Happy Friday to you. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive. We appreciate it. Text line is 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. As we get started with today's rundown, a look at our top three stories. Hundreds of people across the U.S. arrested in the last couple of weeks for protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Anti-Israel protests springing up across the country since NYPD arrested over 100 demonstrators at Columbia University back on the 18th. The New York Times says since then, around 400 protesters have been arrested for refusing to disperse. The U.S. today sending Ukraine its largest military aid package to date, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
And that will let the United States move out immediately to send Ukraine critical air defense capabilities and artillery, and armor, and from our military stocks, as President Biden announced on Wednesday.
He announced a package worth $6 billion that includes munitions for Patriot missile defense systems. And testimony from ex-National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is finished in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. Pecker gave details on how he protected Trump from negative stories leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutors using the testimony to lay the groundwork that leads to cover-up payments to Stormy Daniels. Trump's defense points out nothing Pecker did amounts to a crime. So look at our top three stories today. We'll get a look at our weather with Alan Strum.
While the weather will continue to be dry as we head into the weekend, you'll notice some cloud cover and you'll probably notice breezy conditions. We've got a strong southeast wind that's going to be blowing throughout Saturday and Sunday. Something that will do along the coast is cause dangerous rip currents as well as high seas. So it's going to be rough out there and just plain breezy. Temperature-wise, we'll be in the upper 70s to low 80s and overnight lows will be down in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, let's see. If you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, we have some minor issues in that area, but nothing too severe. And the congestion we see on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is present, but has seemingly lessened as well. So there's not much going on in Pensacola. Still have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, though, traveling both east and west towards Avalon Boulevard. And we had some minor congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that has seemingly died down. And then lastly, looking at Pace and Milton, we had that congestion coming over Blackwater River if you were traveling westbound on Caroline Street, but that also looks pretty good. So there shouldn't be much holding you up at this time. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right, thank you. Looking at our top local headlines on this Friday, Escambia County today saying there are multiple openings for new full-time paramedic positions, and to incentivize prospective employees, they're offering $5,000 sign-on bonuses. The county says these bonuses would be paid out in three installments over a three-year period. A contract is required. If you are interested in learning more or applying, you can visit myescambia.com. Earlier this week, we learned Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves had sent a letter to Senator Rick Scott looking for help with TSA lines constantly backed up due to a lack of personnel, despite there being a lot of safety and equipment upgrades at the TSA checkpoints at the airport. Well, now news today from the city that the TSA, through their National Deployment Force, is sending eight more officers to Pensacola. They will start on May 5th and are expected to be in Pensacola through July. I would imagine during that time they will ramp up efforts to hire more TSA personnel for Pensacola as well. Just over a month away from the official start of hurricane season, work is underway to strengthen the power grid in Navarre. According to the PNJ, Florida Power and Light crews working in Navarre Beach to strengthen dozens of utility poles. They're replacing old wooden ones with new steel or concrete poles on White Sands and Gulf Boulevards. The work there is expected to be completed within a few months. Also, a couple of bad accidents earlier. One earlier this afternoon on Fairfield Drive near Pigler Plaza Road. Troopers say around 1 o'clock, three vehicles involved, including one that had flipped and had a person trapped inside. Three people were transported to the hospital with conditions unknown. Also, last night, two men were hurt, with one in critical condition after a crash involving a deputy. Last night on Highway 29 at West Hope Drive, investigators say a 60-year-old man was trying to turn left onto West Hope and did not yield to the oncoming deputy. The driver was critically hurt and a 59-year-old passenger suffering serious injuries as well. 517, we'll take a break there, taking a look at our state, national, and sports news when we return on Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Pensacola Navy Days 4K is Saturday, May 18th at 8:15. This inaugural fun run starts at Community Maritime Park and runs along Bayfront, down to Veterans Park, and back to Community Maritime Park. Register now and receive a commemorative Pensacola Navy Days challenge coin and a race t-shirt. You can run or walk, and when you return to Community Maritime Park, you can celebrate with a beverage and stick around for the Family Fun Fest. Register now at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Could have sworn I had a song ready to go for that. I guess I did not. I mean, I was. That's my bad job. I'm having an off day today.
That's all right, man.
You know, the program button was off in the top of the first hour. That was not my fault, but it's nonetheless something I missed. And now I typically, you know, I'll leave like a spot of bumper music open for Tanner when we have him on. And apparently I did that one segment too early. So that is my bad. If you want me to sing Cotton Eye Joe to fill this time, I could do that.
Or you know what? I think we would like that collectively.
Except I don't know all the words to it.
I think I speak for everyone.
Yeah, well, then I'm going to disappoint you again and say I was kidding about that. But you go on ahead because it's not quite time for traffic and weather yet.
Yeah, let's press on here. 522 on News Radio 92.3, looking at state headlines now. The Jacksonville man who admitted to killing a Nassau County sheriff's deputy sentenced to death. Jury voted 11-1 to recommend the death penalty for Patrick McDowell, who pleaded guilty to killing Deputy Josh Moyers during a 2021 traffic stop. Before deliberations began, McDowell read a letter asking the jury not to show him mercy.
And students at several Florida universities are joining the wave of pro-Palestinian demonstrations popping up on college campuses nationwide. University of Florida students gathered at the Plaza of the Americas Wednesday and Thursday to call on the university to divest from publicly traded companies that support Israel's Gaza war effort. A similar demonstration took place at Florida State University yesterday. UF is threatening students with suspensions if they violate a list of rules involving protests.
Four people facing charges in what's being called the largest fentanyl bust in Polk County history.
As long as the border is wide open, we will continue to see those that have crossed over illegally pouring deadly drugs into our state.
Attorney General Ashley Moody says a Mexican drug trafficking organization was specializing in fentanyl before it was taken down by the multi-agency investigation. Law enforcement seized 14 kilos of fentanyl, which they say is enough to kill a third of all Florida residents.
And President Biden's campaign is opening its first field office in Florida. The campaign announced a new office will be located in Hillsborough County. The announcement comes after Biden visited Tampa this week to deliver a speech on reproductive rights.
Donald Trump is up 2 points over President Biden in a new national poll done by the University of North Florida.
This isn't great news for Democrats being down 47-45 and nationally, but as we've learned, it's not a national popular vote. It's state by state, and there's a handful of states that are particularly competitive.
Experts say the November election will come down to 10, 20, 30,000 votes in a handful of states.
And lastly, here in your state headlines, Disney World is reportedly escalating its war against a certain brand of shoe. Visitors are no longer allowed to wear Crocs while riding on escalators at the Magic Kingdom, according to the Disney fan site Inside the Magic. Photos and videos on social media show different styles of Crocs getting stuck on escalators, which forces them to be shut down. Just about 5:25 here, we will get another very quick check of the roads and weather. The roads, for the most part, are looking pretty smooth at this time. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, we've got the typical evening traffic there that's backing you up basically to I-10. And we still had that accident report that was on Fairfield Drive traveling westbound towards Hollywood Avenue. Still very minor congestion in that area, though nothing too severe. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, also dealing with the typical evening traffic we see. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, Alan's got the weekend forecast.
This weekend's weather is going to end up being breezy. We've got a strong southeast wind that's going to be blowing, and that will cause high seas and surf along the coastal areas and breezy weather across the inland parts as well. It'll be basically a mix of sun and clouds all weekend with highs in the upper 70s along the coast to low 80s for the inland areas. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. National news now. The U.S. is calling on China to stop supporting Russia's war on Ukraine.
China's the top supplier of machine tools, microelectronics, nitrocellulose, which is critical to making munitions and rocket propellants, and other dual-use items that Moscow is using to ramp up its defense industrial base.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in China, where he met with Chinese President Xi Jinping today. He adds that Moscow would struggle to sustain its assault on Ukraine without China's backing.
And it's up to state governors to decide if the National Guard is needed to subdue pro-Palestine protests on college campuses. That's according to the Biden administration. House Speaker Mike Johnson called on President Biden to call in the National Guard after visiting Columbia University on Wednesday. The speaker said that there is an appropriate time for the National Guard if protests are not contained quickly. In the meantime, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters on Thursday calling in the National Guard is something for the governors to decide, and added that the president considers the protests to be anti-Semitic.
President Biden willing to debate Donald Trump ahead of the November election.
Biden made the remark during an interview with radio host Howard Stern on Sirius XM.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
The comment comes as the Biden campaign had declined to commit to a debate for months. Earlier this month, a dozen of the nation's biggest news organizations posted an open letter urging Biden and Trump to participate in televised debates. Trump, who refused to participate in the Republican primary debates, has posted on social media that he'll debate Biden anytime, anywhere, anyplace. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
And a student-run pro-Palestinian group has been suspended by the University of Texas in the aftermath of this week's violent protests, and now civil rights groups are slamming the move.
Protecting the right for people, even people you disagree with, to be able to assemble freely is a tenet of being American.
Caro Achar with the ACLU of Texas says that when it comes to free speech, state leaders should not be picking winners and losers. The Palestine Solidarity Committee was suspended for violating university rules, according to a school spokesman. That means they will not be allowed to host events or reserve campus spaces.
All right, so looking at what we have going on here as far as sports notes go, ESPN has a triple header in the NBA. Playoffs continuing. Bucks and Pacers is happening right now. You got a score on that?
Yes. 8 minutes left in the first half, and the Pacers are up 46-30.
Wow. All right. Clippers, Mavs at 7, and then the T-Wolves and Suns at 9:30. NHL playoffs. We've got four games combined here with doubleheaders on both TNT and TBS. On TNT, it's Rangers, Capitals, getting started in a half hour, Jets Avalanche at 9, and then on TBS, Canucks Predators at 6:30, followed by the Oilers and Kings at 9:30. Major League Baseball starting at the just after the top of the hour. Braves, they're taking on the Cleveland Guardians at 6:20. The Rays and the White Sox, ratings bonanza on Apple TV Plus at 6:40. And then the Marlins and the Nationals, first pitch at 6:10. NFL draft continuing with rounds 2 and 3 tonight. That starts on ESPN and NFL Network at 6 o'clock as well. NFL notes today. Commissioner Roger Goodell says he wants to have the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend, giving Americans a 3-day holiday weekend to recover from the activities of Sunday. He says he'd do that by cutting to fewer preseason games. He'd rather replace a preseason game with a regular season game any day, and says it's not an unreasonable thing. Yeah, that needs to be done.
Yeah.
NFL confirming players will be allowed to wear those big black Guardian caps that you may see in practices and training camps if they so choose. Of course, head safety is one of the many things that the NFL has strived to get better at and to limit the number of concussions in the game. So that's could be a change where some of your favorite players may be opting to do that. Also, the new Bears quarterback Caleb Williams breaking records already. His number 18 jersey selling more on any draft night in any sport for the Fanatics merchandise brand, a record that was just set a couple of weeks ago by Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark. Tanner Stewart coming up after Fox News.
I'm John Saucier. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapping up a visit to China talked about that country's alleged influence in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. This is something China denies, by the way. Blinken spoke from Beijing following a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I reiterated our serious concern about the PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
All American officials claim that China is helping Russia by selling supplies needed to make drones, tanks, and other weaponry. Another day in court in a criminal hush money trial in New York on Friday for former President Donald Trump. Afterwards, telling reporters he believes this case is election interference.
This is 8 days that we've all been sitting in this
courthouse. This is all a Biden indictment. It's in order to try and win an election, political opponent, and nothing like this has ever happened.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A new round of front-end crash tests on SUVs has yielded some surprising results. Of 10 small sport utility vehicles tested by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, only the Subaru Forester earned a good rating when crashing at 43 miles per hour. The Honda CR-V and Toyota RAV4 got average ratings, while the Ford Escape and Jeep Compass were graded as moderate. If you've looked at your car insurance premium lately, you know that you'll have to dig deeper to make that next payment. Fresh data show that average auto insurance rates rose 2.6% in March from the prior month and were up a sharp 22% from a year earlier. Premiums have been rising steadily over the past 2 years, partly because higher value for cars along with more advanced technology and intricate parts has raised the overall cost of repairs. Stocks closed out a very positive week with solid gains in the Friday session, led by a jump of 316 points, or 2%, for the NASDAQ Composite. The Dow Industrials rose 154 points. That's your...
This is Zach Gelb with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Last night was the craziest first round of an NFL draft I've ever seen. Bo Nix was the 6th first-round QB selected, and signal callers were 6 out of the 12 first picks. Not a single defensive player was selected until pick 15, and nothing surprised me more than the Falcons giving Kirk Cousins a 4-year contract with $100 million guaranteed, and then taking Michael Penix Jr. at 8. I'm Zach Gelb.
Sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. On the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a lot about the Trump immunity trial hearing at the Supreme Court yesterday, in which they were considering the question of whether a former president can be charged for crimes based on official or private actions that he took while in office. The IB program at Pensacola High dealing with grade point average weighting for the 7-way split for their valedictorians, and everything that got canceled this week on the Transgressors Memorial Service. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Nothing much has been going on the roads here recently, and that's good. We do have some minor backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards the intersection with Burgess Road, and maybe a little bit on Caroline Street. This seems to be, if you are traveling, or it was from earlier, if you were traveling westbound on Caroline Street over in Pace towards Chemuckla Highway, but that is seemingly lessening as well. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
This weekend's weather is going to end up being breezy. We've got a strong southeast wind that's going to be blowing, and that will cause high seas and surf along the coastal areas and breezy weather across the inland parts as well. It'll be basically a mix of sun and clouds all weekend with highs in the upper 70s along the coast to low 80s for the inland areas. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Time for a weekly check-in with Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart. Tanner, how are you on this fine Friday?
I'm doing all right, Joe and company. It's Friday. We're ready for the weekend. Decent weather. Well, better than decent weather. It's going to be clear, I think. No rain this week. So I'm looking forward to it, Joe.
Absolutely, as am I. Tanner, I want to ask you something with the full understanding, and I have prepared myself mentally that this may be an incredibly stupid question that I am going to just out myself publicly, because yesterday, I think it was yesterday, my days are running together, you anchor the 4 o'clock news. At 5, you are live from Hayes Ranch in Santa Rosa County. Now, I know where the Channel 3 station is, and I know where the Hayes Ranch is, and I did the research this afternoon. That is a 42-minute drive, assuming there is no traffic. I texted you yesterday, how in the world did you make it in that time? And you responded, oh, our news helicopter, to which I'm like, do you have a news helicopter, or was that joking? I don't know. I feel like I should know the answer, but I don't know. Is there a news helicopter in your arsenal?
Yeah, I can say that our company, I believe, several stations do still have news helicopters with the technology with drones and whatnot. I wouldn't think that a news helicopter is much so needed anymore, Joe, but to answer your question, news helicopter would be code for our photographers who are just excellent on the roads. You know, we have to do what we have to do. We got to make those deadlines every single day. And I pride myself on trying to never miss that deadline, Joe. And we did it once again today. And I commend you for watching it and staying on top of things.
Listen,
rarely anyone ever asks me how I get to from point A to point B so quick. But, you know, we just got to make do.
I mean, that's a newscast that ends at 4:30. I mean, is that a straight sprint to the news vehicle? And then, I mean, we're going at least 80 on I-10, right?
I wasn't driving, so I can't speak for the speed we were going. I was too focused on other things. But I can tell you that bags were packed. We were ready to go, and it was a smooth drive there.
All right.
You know, back in the day, back in my earlier years when I would be behind the wheel of the news car, kind of the one-man band, if you will, around the Mississippi coast, took a few calls on my driving, and I haven't experienced that since I've been in Pensacola. So thank you all, and Thanks for watching, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm fair and balanced, and I had the questions ready to go. I did the research, and I knew exactly how long you had to get there and how long the trip was. So yeah, that's what you can count on me. Well, let's start there at the Hayes Ranch, because this, as far as I am concerned, came out of nowhere, where a map gets shared on social media. Next thing we know is that there is a absolutely packed out Santa Rosa County Commission chamber yesterday, and speaker after speaker after speaker. This thing takes 6 hours. And so what did you make of that? Because you were out there yesterday.
Yeah, Joe, I think, you said it came out of nowhere. According to the commissioners, it came out of nowhere for them, too. Sam Parker told me yesterday multiple times that he saw this map for the first time on social media after the Hayes Ranch shared the social media post showing this map. The other commissioners doubled down that they, too, were just made aware of this map after seeing it on social media. So now, talking about the map. Earlier this week, a Santa Rosa County resident named Mike McConville, who you saw throughout our story yesterday, and if you were at that meeting or you watched that meeting, you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He is very outspoken on this map issue. He went to engineering. I'm not sure exactly why he went to engineering in the first place, but he went to discuss the Pea Ridge Connector, to which someone in engineering gave him a map that showed some outlines of potential routes to extend that Pea Ridge Connector through northern parts of Santa Rosa County. Now, looking at the map, the top proposal there, at least geographically, shows a route, a four-lane extension going right down Old Berry Hill Road and Baker Road, which is a very rural area. You have a handful of landowners there who essentially don't want their properties or their communities impacted at all by traffic issues. And that's what the commissioners say, that we have to focus on traffic. We are constantly studying traffic. But they say they don't know about this map and who made these lines. So that may be a mystery that goes on for quite a while, Joe, because the board, after hearing from several people, and I mean dozens and dozens of people yesterday, they ultimately decided to just focus on a drainage project along Berry Hill Road, mm-hmm. and table any discussion on expanding that road. So will it come up again? I couldn't tell you. I think the best way for anyone to get an idea of what exactly is going on here is go back to that meeting, listen to some of these passionate speakers, and as well as the commissioners who voiced their opinions on the whole ordeal. And if you can make it through the 6 hours of that meeting, you'll see what exactly happened in the end. But I think, Joe, it seems like it's kind of leveled off for now.
Yeah, that's certainly the hope there. More with Tanner Stewart right after traffic and weather together.
Well, let's see. Looking at the roads here, luckily there's not much to report on. It seems like we did have some minor congestion. Let's see. On Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling southbound towards U.S. Highway 98, we do have some backups in that area, and maybe some a bit further north if you're traveling towards Lillian Highway. But outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
This weekend's weather is going to end up being breezy. We've got a strong southeast wind that's going to be blowing, and that will cause high seas and surf along the coastal areas and breezy weather across the inland parts as well. It'll be basically a mix of sun and clouds all weekend, with highs in the upper 70s along the coast to low 80s for the inland areas. Overnight lows will be down in the 60s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much. 5:45, talking with Tanner Stewart from Channel 3. Tanner, you were involved in a couple of different stories this week with some different demonstrations, or I guess angles tied to them. One being involving Joe Exotic, and then others regarding the national conversation around anti-Israel, pro-Palestine.
Yeah, two totally different protests. I would say different turnouts, too, at their respective locations. We haven't seen any similar protests. You know, like you're mentioning Columbia University, things mm-hmm. like that is what our recent story was on. And talking about that first, we talked with Mike Papantonio, who is getting together a network of lawyers from across the country today, actually, through a series of webinars to discuss taking legal action against some of these universities for what he says is just unnecessary disruptions. And, you know, it touches on a whole list of things. These webinars that he has set up are going to pursue, according to him, several different outlets for how they can take action against the schools. But he says essentially it shouldn't be happening, that these protests should not be getting out of hand on college campuses. That's not what they're meant for or intended for at all. And so it may take some time. Any legal battle does, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a number of lawsuits be filed maybe by the end of the year. I don't know a timeline, but against these universities. I know they're asking for the Columbia University president to resign. Several others across the USC in California, I think, has canceled their graduation ceremonies from what I've heard. So, yeah, you know, I think bottom line here locally, we haven't seen these issues here. The governor doubled down on what's happening up in New York, saying that it won't happen here in Florida. Students, administrators, university staff will be expelled from campus if they're caught taking action like we've seen, you know, I think more some of the violent stuff. Obviously, we all have a right to protest, but it appears that some of this stuff's gotten out of hand, Joe, and legal action looks like it's going to be taken.
Tanner, I'd like to get your advice on something. I watch you each day, and I see your impeccable wardrobe that you display on a daily basis, and I would consider you as a man in his mid-30s with a child and a family and soon to be a mortgage, the North Star for men like me. I have grown up very into jerseys. I have not worn a jersey probably, I think, one time in the last 6 months. Last night, my Chicago Bears go out and they draft who I believe will be a Super Bowl winning franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams. I'm torn because on the one hand, my 24-year-old self is buying the jersey as soon as it's announced, but here I am struggling with the decision. You know, how much will I really wear it? What will people think of me? Does that matter what people think of me? So where are you at on jerseys, and should I just bite the bullet, go with my gut here, and be probably not as responsible as I should be, and just buy the jersey or hold off?
I think jerseys have gotten really, really expensive nowadays. So I'll tell you this, Joe. I do look at jerseys a lot online. I can't say that I always pull the trigger and get said jersey. With all that said, though, there is a big discussion on whether you should be wearing another adult male.
That's right.
Name on your back.
And who is now 16 years younger than I am.
Yeah, and you know, when I first heard that, I thought, wait, maybe they're right. So I think if you have a valid reason, okay, all right, Caleb Williams is the first-round pick. Valid reason, I think. Somebody maybe a retired Hall of Famer that's no longer on the field. Valid reason. But if you were to run into someone like Caleb Williams and you're wearing his jersey, you know, I don't know, Joe. I think you go with your gut and just you do you. Everybody's got to be out there. It's 2024. There's plenty of people doing their own thing now. That's a really, really good question. So I think you just got to have a valid reason. Random jerseys being the jersey guy, anybody just feels the need to wear a jersey every day may need to rethink that. But if you've got that one or two, look, I have a Charles Barkley Phoenix Suns jersey hanging up in my closet.
Nice.
Never worn it. And okay. I haven't found the right time to wear it because I put it on and I think, I'm not a jersey guy. But it's cool to have, I guess. It was a cool gift from Santa a few years ago. So, that's tough. I'll say this. If you do get the jersey, you got to wear it, though.
Yeah. Well, my justification is like, you know, on Sundays when I get home from church, I just throw the jersey on. If I go over to my friend's house to watch the Bears, I've got my jersey. But on the other hand, it's like so much of my sports wardrobe now is, you know, pullovers and light hoodies and just t-shirts, you know, so I'm like, is that just my lane to stay in now? But yeah, it's an interesting topic there.
I think we all reach that age where it's like, okay, this is who I'm going to be. I'm going to wear my old t-shirts from high school.
Well, I think that is the larger picture here is, am I fully embracing that get off my lawn old guy, or am I just clinging on to the past that I used to have? I think that is the crux of the issue there.
Yeah, and if you're going to have a Caleb Williams jersey, you need a Jay Cutler jersey too.
Jeez. Well, that's the other thing is because when the Bears traded for Khalil Mack, I got the Khalil Mack jersey. When the Bears drafted Justin Fields, I got the Justin Fields jersey, and both of them obviously didn't work out, so that's another thing. It's like what if he doesn't work out?
I think the Bears might tell you at this point to stop buying these jerseys.
I don't think so. I think they'll gladly take all the money that I give them.
Yeah.
Tanner, we'll let you go on that. You got your Blue Angel IMAX tickets?
We are ready and set, Joe, and we're doing the early morning because we're going to do a big family trip to the movies, and the late night showings weren't I couldn't tell anybody on that. So
yeah.
We've got an early morning when we're going to. I am pumped.
Awesome. Yep, me too. So you enjoy that, and I'm sure we'll catch up on that next month. Tanner, have a good weekend, all right?
Have a good weekend, Joe. Thanks.
All right. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor there. Austin, you understand my plight here.
Not really. I feel like that was a very over-dramatized discussion.
No, I know. It's 100% accurate.
Wear a jersey or don't wear it. that's the point.
100% true what's going on in my mind.
My dad turned 60, and he still wears jerseys.
All right. Well, yeah. that helps. 552, wacky stories and good news to wrap up the hour next.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. Not a ton going on the roads. Pensacola is looking pretty good. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking clear. Same can be said with Navarre Parkway. And Highway 90, Caroline Street over into Pace Milton area is looking good as well. So if you're dealing with any issues on the road, they should not hold you up for too long.
Weekend forecast looks pretty good as well. Mostly cloudy overnight, 67. Partly sunny Saturday. High of 80, partly cloudy Saturday night, 67. A bit breezier on Sunday with a high of around 80 degrees and mostly sunny skies. Hundreds of people across the U.S. arrested in the past 2 weeks for the Israel-Gaza war protests. New York Times says around 400 protesters have been arrested over the last couple of weeks. The U.S. announcing a $6 billion military aid package going to Ukraine includes munitions for Patriot missile defense systems and also testimony wrapping up this week. The final day of testimony for ex-National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial, giving details to the court about how he protected Trump from negative stories leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Austin, as we take a look at some wackier stories in the headlines, a former high school athletic director in Maryland is accused of using AI to frame the school's principal. Dazon Darian is charged with disrupting school activities after police say he faked Pikesville High School principal Eric Eiswirth's voice and circulated an audio recording on social media. That's not good.
Nope.
The audio clip made disparaging remarks about black students, school staff, and the town's Jewish community. Eiswirth was removed from the school as Baltimore County Schools and police launched an investigation into the recording. That is going to be some prison time there, and I would imagine probably a hefty lawsuit as well.
Yep, that's why this advancement of AI that's happening pretty rapidly, especially nowadays, is scaring a lot of people. Mm-hmm. This is something that scares me. There's a new denim design that's not an accident, but it looks like you made a giant one. British-Italian designer Jordan Luca has debuted a new jean that quite literally looks like the wearer has wet themselves. Mm. And they're flying off the virtual shelves at a price of only $608. They've been dubbed the pea-stained denim. And you can't make this up, man. And they were the opening look for the brand's fall-winter 2023 runway at Milan Fashion Week.
Listen, you know what? If that's fashion, then I'm totally fine in a jersey.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
Like, what's somebody going to say? Hey. Yeah.
I would far rather see Tanner Stewart on the 4 o'clock news tomorrow with nothing but nothing on top except the Charles Barkley jersey.
Okay. I
think that would be more professional than pea-stained denim.
I meant to say the beach day is perfect day for a 90s vintage basketball jersey.
That is a very good one.
100%.
Very frat boy-esque.
Yes. Yeah. Looking at some good news here, hundreds of athletes at Augustana University in South Dakota are raising funds to grant a wish for a 3-year-old girl. Emma New was diagnosed with leukemia as a baby. Emma and her family came out to the university's baseball game yesterday, and student athletes and fans joined supporters to tell them that Emma's wish was to go to Disney World, and it is coming true. The athletic department also presented the Make-A-Wish Foundation with a $10,000 check as part of their partnership. The new family will be at Disney World here in a few days.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And Beyonce is befriending one of her fans after the 2-year-old went viral for calling her his friend. In a video posted on Instagram last week, Tyler told his mother that the two of them are friends. The video eventually caught the singer's attention and sent him several gifts, which included a bouquet of her favorite blue flowers, a stuffed animal toy, and a note with a sweet message. It said, quote, "To my friend Tyler, I see your halo."
Ah, very cool there. All right, that sound means it's time for us to get out of here for this hour. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes to recap everything you may have missed and get you off to the weekend on Pensacola right now.